I'm Rona Tarrant. US officials say the US-Mexico border has reached breaking point amid an unprecedented surge in migrant numbers. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan said it's a matter of time before tragedy strikes at one of their facilities. He said in El Paso, Texas, officials have over 13,000 migrants in custody this week. Most of the migrants entering the US are families or unaccompanied children, and officials said Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Department of Health and Human Services still don't have the capacity to detain them. A Canadian province has introduced legislation that would bar civil servants in positions of authority from wearing religious symbols at work. The Coalition Avenir Quebec's bill covers judges, prosecutors, police officers, teachers, and some other positions. Several groups are preparing to fight the proposed legislation. Civil servants who currently wear religious symbols will be exempt from the bill. A Chilean appeals court has ruled in favour of three survivors of abuse by former priest Fernando Caradima and ordered the Catholic Church to pay damages. In a decision announced this week, the court ordered the church to pay around $147,000 for moral damages to each of the survivors. According to the ruling, the appeals court said that omissions and errors of the leadership of the Catholic Church in Chile proved the church had been negligent in its conduct in terms that could be qualified as a cover-up. Pope Francis expelled Caradima from the priesthood in late September. The Maryland Catholic Conference has welcomed a tie vote in the Maryland Senate that led to the defeat of a bill that would have legalized physician-assisted suicide. In a statement, the bishop said the defeat was partly due to calls, emails and efforts to have it voted down. The bill would have allowed doctors to prescribe lethal medication in pill form to patients diagnosed as terminally ill and deemed mentally capable. The World Meteorological Organization has said the physical and financial impacts of global warming are accelerating. It says record greenhouse gas levels are driving temperatures to increasingly dangerous levels. Their report comes in the same week as the International Energy Agency reported a surge in CO2 in 2018. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.